Super, thanks for asking.
Hello, campers, remember?
I need a copious amount of coffee to keep me awake.
And I definitely need my coffee.
Mm-hmm. You all right? Tough weekend?
I hate Mondays.
Well, I, for one, am very excited
about this show.
You really seem to enjoy it.
Not so much.
All right, not a morning person.
So chin's up, suck it up. It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today, and what a day! Well, first off, it's the day before the Washoe County School District Board of Trustees meeting. Yeah, happens tomorrow, and it's in person. Please, whatever you do, try to be there. They haven't been holding meetings in person since the last one that they didn't appreciate so many people showing up and speaking their mind about, well, all kinds of stuff. Now you need to know and be at this meeting tomorrow because of the fact that the systems they're putting in place, the education that they're putting in place, the curriculum, the critical race theory, the SHARE program. I mean, the list goes on and on. Getting rid of civics and government and putting in multiculturalism. That it just, please, fight for the kids to actually get an education. Not an emotional response to history in the future. Emotions are something that everybody has to deal with, but we've got to get them out of our politics, get them out of our government, get them out of our education system. Teach the facts, math, science, true history. Tomorrow, you got 3 minutes to speak. While you're there, maybe ask them to put things back into the agenda, like, you know, maybe hearing from the Board of Trustees themselves. Jeff Church can't do this alone. And he is the only, only conservative voice on there. And that even speaks for so-called Republicans. People who ran as Republicans. It's just crazy. We have got some serious, serious things to go over today. And this is just crazy. I never thought I would have to do this. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Two completely separate entities. Please keep that in mind. So two completely different websites, but we try to go over the same stuff. Today's poll question is pretty much from the topic of last week, and I keep dwelling on it, and it just, it's so mind-boggling, the hypocrisy and just the flat-out lies that you get from social media. It just, and I'm not talking about the people on social media, I'm talking about the people who run social media. So here's today's question at 991fmtalk.com. Should any form of social media, so you've got your Facebook, Instagram, geez, there's MeWe now, there's Gab, Twitter, I mean, the list goes on and on. Should any form of social media be allowed to ban? I should have put restrict in there too. To ban or restrict a sitting or former president of the United States because of posts or opinions? And actually, I'm going to get Craig to go in and change that. Ban or restrict. Because silencing Trump is just... I know I've said it before and it seems trite and loses its meaning, but that is something that I never, never thought that I would see in my lifetime. It's incredible. It is absolutely incredible. The president of the United States of America, for now, still the most powerful country in the world. The most powerful man in the world. Really? And you ban him? For your own little liberal agenda to... You know, I honestly think it is a power trip for them. In my company, I make the decisions. I don't want him to play with my toys. That's what it is. So I want to hear what you think. Do you think that the president or the former president shouldn't have a voice on social media? I'm sure we've got a couple liberals listening, so I'm sure there's going to be a couple of yeses in there. It just, you have to look at that and shake your head. Should any form of social media be allowed to ban or restrict a sitting or former president of the United States because of posts or opinions? I am not a robot. There you go. I just put my little opinion in there. So far, we're sitting at 41% yes. They should be allowed to. Who cares if it's the president of the United States? 58% say no. It's called the freedom of speech. If you're going to have social media, then make it social. Make it for everybody. All right. I'm going to get into my local tirade here in the next segment. Right now, though, I want to do my national tirade. 4,178 Americans, this is not worldwide, this is Americans. And these numbers, just in case you're saying, oh, she's making that up, where the hell did you get that number? This is from the CDC. So calm down for my liberal counterparts out there. And this is an old number, this is from May 5th, so an entire week has gone by. 4,178 Americans have died following experimental COVID injections. Deaths from COVID shots now equal 20 years of recorded deaths following vaccines since 2001. So 20 years. 20 years of vaccinations. And in 1 year, that number's wiped out from the COVID shot, from the experimental COVID shot. Because you are being used as guinea pigs. The reason that I bring this up is you know, I feel like I just want to read this article word for word. You can find those statistics and you can find this article at globalresearch.ca. It's the Center for Research on Globalization, and this is a wonderful site. This just the articles that that go through here really give you pause to just stop and think. The reason that I am bringing you this is because I know people who know people who have died from COVID. Even the emergency room nurse that was working on me, you know, she told me her story about how she had COVID for 4 weeks, and seems like that's the time limit. You know, it's not like a cold that you get in, you know, a week or so, you can get over it. COVID takes longer to get over, sometimes even months with the fatigue. But she, I don't know why, but decided to tell me that one of her coworker friends who also got it had passed away from it. Okay. Everybody has their stories. Now this hits very, very close to home. As I was informed from somebody who I absolutely adore, a very dear person in my life. His daughter is having a tough time, a really tough time. Because she looked into the vaccine. She did her research, and this is not something I'm getting. This is not, you know, don't do it. Her coworker and dear friend decided to go the other route. And after her second injection, she died on Friday after she received her second injection. Healthy young woman, or actually I'm not quite sure about her age, but healthy woman otherwise. Gets her second injection, and the next day she's dead. Needless to say, my friend's daughter is beside herself because a beautiful spirit, her friend, has been taken away from not only her, but her family and her other friends out of this world because of an experiment. People keep lying to you about the safety of this shot. And it's not even that they're doing it willingly, it's because they keep being assured by their bosses that it's safe. This is, you know, the numbers are minuscule. I'm sorry, but when the lead of the story is COVID deaths or COVID deaths with the shot now equal 20 years of recorded deaths following vaccines. That is something that should be taken very, very seriously. And because of that story, I didn't get to this article. So we're going to take a break, going to come back. I'm going to read you this article from Global Research that might open up your mind just a little bit more. We'll be back right after this on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
May 10th, May 10th is National Shrimp Day.
How many shrimps do you have to eat before you make your skin turn pink?
There are more than 2,000 different species of shrimp around the world.
Shrimp is America's favorite seafood, and that we eat more shrimp than any other seafood, period.
The amazing shrimp.
Shalom, shrimp!
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada. Live and local, right now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I hope everybody had a beautiful Mother's Day yesterday, except for anybody who calls themselves a Democrat or a liberal, because, you know, again, the Democrats are trying to get mother and father taken off of birth certificates here in Nevada. Yeah, that's going through your state legislature. How fun is that? To everybody else, for all the independents out there and Green Party and Republicans, happy past Mother's Day. Let's go to the phone lines, talk and text at 884-9910. Check in with Frank this morning. Frank's got an idea about our poll question. And if you haven't seen it yet, today's poll question, what do you think? Should these social media companies be allowed to ban or restrict former and current presidents of the United States? Hi, Frank. Thanks for calling this morning.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm just astounded. One of the main responsibilities of the government is to protect the people from monopolies. And if you don't think Facebook, Twitter, Microsoft, Google are monopolies, then you're not doing your research. Mm-hmm. These are monopolies, and they tell us what we can do and what we can't. And this has got to stop. These are monopolies. The government needs to step in and do its job. The federal government has a limited responsibility. Monopolies were one of them. They are not doing their job. The federal government does very little to do its job.
I was going to say, Frank, I hate to be facetious, but, you know, geez, if we punish the government for not doing their job on every little thing...
But it's got to stop because the government is now telling us, oh, we have to buy diapers for women who can't afford them. This was never the part of government. The government was supposed to be limited, and it was supposed to be small. The government is now running our lives. And if it can't do the simple responsibilities that it was put forth to do, then why do we even have a government?
Exactly.
Anyway, I love you. You do a great job. Listen to you every day. Have a good day.
Frank, thank you. Right back at you. Frank was so right on. The government doesn't fulfill the responsibilities of what they are set forth to do. They do everything but. When you look at city, state, even the feds. Break down every single thing that they do. And really, again, it goes back to emotion. Take emotion out of politics. Should the government be telling you what type of light bulbs you should be using? Banning incandescent? Should the government be telling you what kind of cigarettes you can or can't smoke? For all the menthol smokers out there, did you realize that they're getting ready to ban menthol cigarettes? Because if it's too much of a draw to maybe the younger generation because of the flavor? How, somebody explain to me how that is the government's responsibility. Because it's not. Protecting us from ourselves is not the responsibility of city, county, state, or federal government. It's the Monica Jay Show. Love you, Frank. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And as we continue on today's poll question, I have some crazy listeners out there. Just saying. Today's poll question: should any form of social media be allowed to ban or restrict a sitting or former president of the United States because of posts or opinions? And I thought it surprising that 48% of those already participating said yes. Until I got this. Monica, I'm sorry. I had to vote yes. Because I want to see the Clintons, Obama, and Biden all banned on social media. All right. Well, for your personal selfishness, you just screwed up my poll question. But that's okay. Because that's pretty darn funny. Yes, I would like to see all of them banished too. But social media is liberal. And I personally think controlled by the Democrats themselves. I think they've got control over Zuckerberg and, you know, all the rest. So, yeah, we'll leave it at that. So Friday's poll question: should a lawsuit be brought against the Washoe County School Board District, School District Board of Trustees for removing public access to the meetings and public comment? 96% of those participating said yes. So there are some articles I would love for you to read on thisisreno.com. Just go in and type in Washoe County School Board. Because there are some amazing revelations there that they were actually considering mediation to get some of these things out into the open and out of the way and, you know, start working together. But I guess there was an issue from the board meeting where Joey Gilbert showed up and everybody proceeded to read for the lawsuit. That's when the public meetings were canceled after that. Why are they being brought back tomorrow? Not quite sure. But I just hope that they realize their personal opinions of lawsuits and mediation, and because some of the members changed their minds and decided they weren't for mediation after they started discussing a lawsuit. Because one of the board members has no problem with a lawsuit. And I have no problem with it either. But we'd be suing ourselves. We'd be suing the county. We'd be, you know, it's just this vicious circle. So what? If the lawsuit gets the board off of their butts to do their jobs of representing the parents and the families of the kids in the school district, then I don't care if it costs me money as a taxpayer. I will look at it as money well spent. All right, let me get back to this, because as we are looking at colleges and universities forcing kids to be vaccinated. We started off with this. I think it was Reuters. They announced it earlier in the year. They weren't going to let kids come back until they were, you know, fully vaccinated with the COVID-19 experimental injection. I want to share this with you. And I'm going to take the time here to just read the article to you, because you know what? I don't trust you. I trust a few of you, but I don't trust everybody to go look at this and read it. Contrary to medical claims, the genetic injection called COVID vaccination forces cells of the body to produce not one, but hundreds of different proteins. Some of these proteins launch severe and fatal allergic reactions. Other foreign proteins stimulate the body to produce a powerful and continuing immune response that goes on too long. The person becomes severely ill or dies. Still, other proteins, which are inherently needed by the body, are now viewed as evil intruders, which must be neutralized. In this article, John examines the narrow claim that the COVID RNA vaccine, it instructs cells of the body to manufacture one and only one specific protein. In fact, it is touted as the major action of the genetic vaccine. Supposedly, the protein is similar to a protein in the purported SARS-CoV-2, and it prepares and rehearses the body for the real thing. However, what guarantee do we have that the cells of the body are manufacturing only the one desired protein during the rehearsal? Side note, my opinion, that could be why women are miscarrying. Just a thought. Where is the proof? Where is the large confirmatory study that has examined thousands and thousands of human cells from thousands of people who have been vaccinated? John has not been able to find such a study. If it exists, where are the large follow-up studies carried out by different teams of researchers verifying or rejecting the original research? Well, in the allogeneous area of GMO plants, which are injected with genetic material, longtime researcher and author Jeffrey Smith writes about, guess what? The runaway production of unintended proteins. For example, long after Monsanto's Roundup Ready corn had been consumed by hundreds of millions of people, a team led by Dr. Antonio found that more than 200 significant changes in this protein or in its proteins and metabolites compared to non-GMO corn of the very same variety. Two of the compounds that increased are aptly named pituricine and cadaverine. Cadaverine. Because they produce the horrific smell of rotting dead bodies. More worrisome, they are also linked to higher risks of allergies and cancer. Another Monsanto GM corn, genetically modified, has a new allergen, and their cooked soy has up to 7 times the level of known soy allergen compared to cooked non-GMO soy. This is why you don't eat modified crap. This is why you start your own little garden. Don't even get me started on Monsanto and Roundup. So there's more. Injected genetic material, as in the COVID vaccine, can cause ripple effects. Jeffrey Smith writes, back in 1999, a study showed widespread changes in the DNA due to gene insertion. But many GMO companies conveniently ignored the findings, and they continue to do so. Well, why do you think they would do that? To make money. In the study, scientists studying cystic fibrosis inserted a gene into cells using a microarray. They discovered that the insertion significantly affected up to 5% of the total genes in the array. This means that the presence of a single foreign gene might change the expression of hundreds, possibly thousands, of genes. In the case of the human cell being studied, the scientists were at a loss to determine the impact. In the absence of more biological information, they wrote, "We cannot discern which directions genetic changes are better or worse, since any of these may have positive or negative effects." Do you get the picture? The simplistic portrait of the genetic insertion called COVID vaccine is ready-made propaganda for a gullible audience. It's not a vaccine. And as huge numbers of serious adverse effects and deaths, one in Carson City over the weekend, pile up from the vaccine, the medical establishment has twisted explanations on board. This is what they say to you. If a person experiences severe discomfort after vaccination, this is a good sign. The vaccine is working. If a person becomes seriously ill, well, wasn't the vaccine. He or she was attacked by SARS-CoV-2 or a comorbidity, not the vaccine. If a person dies, like we had locally here over the weekend, that too was the virus or an underlying genetic disorder. I refuse to accept, among other lies, that the COVID vaccine forces cells of the body to produce exactly the only and only the same single protein every time, in every case, unless they put out some convincing proof, and they're not doing that. And I'm not talking about a study that takes test samples from small numbers of patients. I'm talking about thousands of samples from thousands of patients, which is called science, in case anybody's forgotten that. So, Dr. Mengele, are you sure the COVID vaccine inserts RNA into the correct place in the human cell every time? Are you sure the cells produce only the intended protein? Of course. We've shown that in the lab. I'm not talking about the lab, Dr. Mengele. I'm talking about thousands of samples taken from humans after they've been vaccinated. No. That would be a very laborious process. We don't have time for that. In other words, the people of Earth are all vulnerable guinea pigs in your vast campaign for the vaccine. Of course. I thought this was well understood. We have a captive audience. We have new technology, so we run an experiment. This is what life is. If you would like to see this article for yourself, again, it is at globalresearch.ca. While you're there, check out the article on the WHO, the CDC, and the Davos World Economic Forum, the new Nuremberg trials of 2021, Crimes Against Humanity. This experiment is being forced on every single person in the world, not just this country. You are being held hostage from traveling. You are being held hostage from going to the university, going to college. If you are a parent of a college or university student, please think about them and think about their future. Just give it some serious thought before you just say, oh, I'm just going to get the vaccine. It's not a vaccine. It is an experiment. And you're the guinea pig. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
And now, Mom Thoughts.
Why did everyone get me flowers for Mother's Day? They just die so fast. At least get me something that lasts, like a bottle of wine. Just kidding, the flowers last way longer.
This has been Mom Thoughts.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, Radio 99.1, KKFT.
For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Gary, if you get cut off, we've only got 60 seconds. What's your thoughts?
Well, what my thoughts were was why is Sandoval making a enclave for black students at the University of Nevada? That's sort of racist. And why didn't he have a dormitory for Spanish and Latinos and whatever nationalities that go to the university?
Because he, just like any, you know, other good politician, panders to the current situation. And that is exactly
the current situation of the voters and so forth, and most people maybe in the northern part of Nevada really don't care what that agenda might be. And yeah. I have another question. Would you please do a survey on how many people of your listeners have already taken the vaccine, and the ones that haven't and the ones that will not take it? Because I think you're probably spending a lot of time.
I will do that. We'll be back after this.